The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Since there's a three-day weekend next week and national championship games on Monday, I'm actually taking my kids down to Florida for the weekend so my wife can, you know, can have a weekend to herself. She just doesn't ever get any time at home by herself. She's so stoked about it. And she just hit me up and she sends me a screen grab of AT&T Playoff Playlist Live, which is a concert that's happening at State Farm before the national championship game. And I looked at it and I'm like, what do you want me to do with that? Like, you know, I'm going to be out of town. And she's like, I think I might go to this. And it's Glorilla, yes. Lil Wayne, Camila Cabello, like all these other people. And I'm like, who are you going with to this thing? Like, you can't go by yourself. So she starts hitting me up with a list of friends that she thinks she might, you know, invite and see if they want to go to this. And I'm like, dude, you better just not get too rowdy while I'm out of town with the kids.
Also, be careful because doesn't one of them, you know, not pay back or wants to be paid back for every little thing.
Probably won't be inviting that one.
Yeah.
Probably not the one.
I was going to say, if you saw that person on the list,
split the Uber.
Yeah, you might want to X that one off. No.
You have
been eliminated.
Where you get a bill when you get home the next day. And you always have that friend that'll bill you the next day, but they always forget everything you bought for them. You know what I mean?
That means that person doesn't get a rose to come back the next time.
You know what I'm saying? You know, like, you have friends like that, Tiff. Where, like, the next day, they're like, hey, the bill for this. And you're like, you know, I didn't eat dessert or have any of that wine you're talking about. Or, like, I paid for the Uber for us to get there or the tickets to get to the show. Like, why, you know.
I don't have anyone in my groups, various groups, that are like that. For the most part, it's always like, hey, we all split the bill. Or, hey, I got it.
Oh,
you
no.
kind of like. Well, I mean, if I wasn't drinking, because I haven't been drinking, my friends, I don't ever have to say anything because they'll be like, nah, we'll send you some extra cash back. Like, we'll split it to make it easier on the server, and then they might hit me back because I didn't have alcohol at dinner.
I'm nervous for you because a lot of times if you say it wasn't you in any of the groups, I mean, you didn't have
any. No, I said we don't have anyone in mine.
I know, but sometimes that might mean it's you. Sometimes
no, because I always split it.
Sometimes that might mean, I don't know. It doesn't have to be a dinner bill.
No, that would be, because then I would say, yeah, I want my money back. But if I'm saying everyone splits it, then what do you, I don't get what you're
saying.
I will
it was me.
I will say this.
How would that be, what do you mean?
If you don't know anybody, you don't hang out with anybody like that.
But you would have to actually ask for money, right?
Yeah.
So you're saying I'm not being truthful right now and that I go back and ask for money back for people?
Maybe it's not, I don't know. I'm just saying.
I'll say this. If you throw your card down and you say Venmo me, I'll say, all right, tell me the amount. And if you don't tell me the amount, I ain't guessing.
What?
Yeah, you gotta tell me.
I gotta follow up with you after I offer to pay.
You think you know me? I am highly offended.
I just said a lot of times if you say there's nobody like that.
Maybe it's you. No, it's not me.
Okay.
Oh, you're pretty defensive for
it. Yeah, I am, because lots of times I pick up the bill.
Wow.
I'm
just saying, sometimes when you ask a group question, you say none of the groups you hang out with have that person. I'm like, I don't know, you know?
But then he's calling me a liar.
No, it's not a lie thing.
Yeah, you're
saying. But to Bo's point, like, I don't understand how Bo's like, if you don't follow up with me and tell me what I owe you, I'm not going to send it to you.
If you don't,
it's ridiculous.
If I don't know the amount and you say, hey, I'll grab it and just hit me back, well, you got it.
Don't you know the amount of money you spent on whatever the card's being thrown down for?
If there's like three or four people, I'm not going to know the math. I'm not doing math.
What are you talking about?
Wait, I'm hung up on is how you.
Why are you still hung up on this?
Because I'm trying to get, I don't understand how me saying, we don't have anyone in our group that says that nickels and dimes people, we always usually just split it.
Yeah. Well, let me address him first. The thing is with Bo, the thing I don't understand, I'm talking about, like, if you're at a table, right? Y'all order appetizers, whatever it may be, and everybody gets a couple rounds of beers. And then one person throws their card down.
Yeah.
You're telling me that, like, you don't know how many beers.
I have to know the No. Well, that's a split. But see, you're splitting it. So what's you got to tell me the tab and say, hey, it's 165. We'll split it three ways. Okay, well, just tell me what my thing is. If you don't tell me, 165 split three ways, tell me what it is. Just say, you owe me $35. Venmo me $35. Then I got you. If you just grab it and say, I got it, just hit me back, you got to tell me what the number is.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
No, they say, I also feel like you could look at the receipt too, though. Like,
No. If you're going to grab the bill, that's that you have now taken that onus on you.
So wait, if your friend grabs
I disagree with that.
I do too.
If your friend grabs the bill and says, no, wait, don't worry about it, I got to get me next time. You will then, the following time you're out, you'll be wondering how much you paid.
Actually, then, no. If you say, get me next time, I'm going to say, tell me the exact amount.
Then I'll look at it.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I ain't paying you a dime
That's
more.
Ridiculous.
Oh, you ought to be embarrassed by yourself.
Oh, I ain't cheap.
You're telling me you're the one that has to send you a bill now?
My dad didn't play in the NFL, and I didn't play in the NFL.
What does that have to do with anything?
I guess I didn't work for any of the money I have.
I guess I didn't go work in all these small markets to work my way up and over to my kind of jumbo.
I'm just saying.
That's not a big deal.
Some of us had different starting spots than others. Ain't that right?
No, you're by yourself on this one, dog. No one who's driving right now can see you wink
or listening
they're
to
not,
us.
They're not on your team right now. You sound ridiculous.
Hey, well, wouldn't be the first time.
So I'm supposed to buy all your beer because I played in the NFL?
You don't have to buy me anything.
You just said that. What did that even mean?
That's not what I said.
That's exactly what you said.
I said that if I am a lot tighter with my money. I ain't paying for people to do stuff. I pay for me.
So what is that? That means that I can't be as tight with my money because I played in the NFL?
That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying
you're management writer, remember? You have executive producer tagged your name.
Let me tell you something. The title is bigger than the financial reward.
That's none of my business. That's none of my business.
Wow, we are treading into – I was going to tell a story.
Now you got Mark Zeno texting me.
Yeah, I'm just so embarrassed for you to just put this on the airwaves,
oh, you owe me exactly this amount.
Unbelievable. Just how about this? Just pay for what you spend. That's yeah, I know,
and
right?
That's what I was saying. I was like, just look at the receipt and be like, okay,
Pork Chop's going to be raking leaves at 7, okay?
I keep waiting for this.
We ain't having no freeloaders in my house, evidently
not getting paid for it.
I don't air my stuff out, but I just went to a fancy, expensive dinner last week, and I didn't drink. But guess who still split the bill? I did, because I'll see that friend another time.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to tell her, oh, you had wine and I didn't.
Right.
Who cares? Like, we're going to hang out again. I'm sure she'll get something again.
See,
the conversation kind of started for my wife.
My wife had an incident. Not an incident. She, like, went to dinner. They got a hotel because there was a concert. They didn't want to drive. There was an Uber. There was, like, all these different things. And my wife thinks they're just kind of going back and forth. You pay for one thing, I get around, you get around. We split the dinner bill. I'll get the Uber because you picked up this much of the dinner or the pregame drinks or the concert tickets or whatever. And at the end of the day, and I'm pretty sure my wife gave this other person a concert ticket. And at the end, like the next morning, they're like, oh, well, hey, I never got any money back from that Uber. And my wife's like, you didn't pay for anything. What are you talking about?
I want to tell a quick story before.
Yeah, no, you got it. That's how me and Gardner do it when we go to Supercross. We go to Supercross every year. I get tickets, he gets hotel.
Right.
And then we get up there, and it's like we get our own meals, but then if we're inside the stadium, I'll go get beers, and then he'll go get beers.
But even if it's that, like, you just, like, I know, like, if a friend got the hotel and said, I got points, I got this, I'm probably going to pay for our Ubers to get to that hotel.
Exactly.
Because it's just a gesture.
That's just
my story
is,
and I can air this out because I don't no longer talk to this person. This was years ago. I was unemployed, was still supposed to be in a wedding in Colorado at Arapaho Basin. We go to the rehearsal dinner. Again, I quit the business for a little while. It's a whole other story. Was not working. Still go to this wedding. Everybody's sitting there. We're talking like 20 people or whatever this wedding party is. And we have lunch. It was like a bridal lunch, whatever.
Yeah.
So it's just the bridal party. We go to this lunch. They bring the bill, and the restaurant says, we don't split the bill up. Everybody sits there just looking dumbfounded.
Credit card roulette.
My thing was like, the bride and groom, you should pay, they should pay for this, right? We've all traveled in. It's just understood, right? You know who Ooh. You know who picked up the bill because I was with freaking children?
Oh, you did.
My unemployed butt picked up the bill.
Your credit card company did.
And my credit card company did. My unemployed self. That was the worst bride ever. Anyway, I had to ask for my stuff back because I was unemployed.
Well, that's...
But people weren't even, like, paying me back.
That's I was going to say, that's the problem. I mean, the problem is I don't have a problem
She's
with
trash.
The bride and groom.
She still looks at all my stories.
Yeah.
Golly.
How do you can see who looks at your stories?
Yeah, some people.
Oh, okay. I didn't
there's
know
some
that.
People I
you can, up. And I know that Tiff does.
Oh, yeah?
Only there's
she called you out?
Only if you have like a certain creeper or something like that.
No, I think, no, well, Tiff, you look.
Speaking of which,
you,
just to finish up your story, Bo is the person that you're talking about. You didn't tell those people how much they owed you, so Bo thinks he's eating for free.
That's
exactly what you just
actually,
said a minute ago.
Actually,
tell me how much I owe
actually,
you, then I'm not
if
paying
I was,
you.
If I was Tiffany
Unbelievable.
In her wedding story.
Oh, she's I don't talk to her. I haven't talked to her for years.
No, I'm saying if I was you, I wouldn't have put my card down and been like, I'm not paying it.
You're
I traveled
that guy.
Out here. If I travel, Tiffany's right. If I travel to your wedding.
And I had no
you're getting
job.
A rehearsal
yeah, but it's
dinner,
not
dude.
Just it's not just the bride. It was the bridal party, right? So the least they could do is split the whole thing between the bridal party.
But the bridal party should pick it up. I have a whole theory on weddings and stuff like that, but we don't have time for that. We will go in the huddle, I'm told by producer Dylan.
We could do a whole hour probably on your thoughts on bridal parties.
And weddings in general.